AlcaVision.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another version of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. Of course, we always head out to Foggy Bottom. We give you the true inside scoop, I think, in all different ways, including our conversation nightly with Talk Radio News, the Baz, one of my favorites, Ken Bassinet. What a treat for all of you listening. He joins us right off the bat from Washington, D.C. Ken, big stuff today has to be, of course, this selling of the jobs plan of the president, $447 billion, and apparently his own people, meaning the Democrats, aren't buying some of this, huh?
It's amazing. The political component of proposing what some people say is an ambitious pro-jobs package, of course, was the fact that Republicans who would vote against it presumably would be targeted by the Democrats, you know, with the argument that, well, these people don't care about teachers and cops and firefighters and good roads and bridges, etc. But an interesting development has popped up within the Democratic Party. There are some people who are afraid that with one catch-all bill like this one, it will be dubbed son of stimulus, and the Republicans will actually have an issue to run against them since stimulus is so unpopular with a certain contingent in the American electorate. So you have people like Senator Bob Casey of Pennsylvania saying, "Mr. President, is there any chance that we can make this a la carte rather than, you know, a all or nothing deal?"
And will he do the whole a la carte thing? I thought at first they were like, no, no, no. And now apparently they're warming up to that idea, huh?
Yeah, well, in typical Obama inner circle tradition, earlier this week you had David Axelrod, the president's so-called political guru, you know, saying, no, this is a take it or leave it proposal. And later that afternoon, you had the White House saying, well, we could be open to hearing some ideas for breaking it up. So I do think that there's room to move. You know, nothing should be etched in stone at this point, the way this White House operates. Everything is sort of focused on what will it take to get the president reelected. And that's all well and good, but it doesn't necessarily lead to people, Americans who are hurting, being helped. And that's something I think the Democrats have to figure out quickly.
Yeah, amen. Good way to put that. Let's shift gears to just briefly New York, because it's all about territory, and everybody's talking about this, you already know. And it's about whether or not the Democrats can get this president elected, can prop him up, or the Republicans are just that much stronger because of the Tea Party or for whatever reasons. And one of the things they're talking about as a litmus test is Wiener's seat goes to this businessman who's a Republican. He wins it. And so now people are trying to draw conclusions from that. But before we jumped on the air, you said, you know, everybody realizes that that was going to be thrown up there. But what about Florida? Florida is really key for Obama, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's interesting. Just to give your listeners a little bit of background, the winner was a Republican Orthodox Jew, and the Wiener district has got a very large Orthodox Jewish and just Jewish in general electorate. It's been a seat that a Republican hasn't held since 1923, or hasn't won since 1923, which tells you how solidly Democrat it was. But in this case, you know, the Whisper campaign, and quite frankly, part of the overt campaign was, you know, the president is anti-Israel, which, of course, if you know anything about what took place over the weekend, you know that he's not. Mm. The president was behind getting the Egyptians to rescue the six Israelis who were trapped in the embassy in Cairo. And even hardcore right-wing Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had high praise for the president. All that aside, there is this image that, you know, President Barack Hussein Obama, and I say that for emphasis, you know, is anti-Israel. And that's where NY9 comes into play with Florida. Does the president have a Jewish voter problem? And the reason why that's an issue is, if you know anything about the Democratic electorate in Florida, a Democrat cannot win Florida without that very strong Jewish retiree base from New York and New Jersey, you know, that emigrates down there for retirement. So that's the issue there. And that's what this White House is now trying to figure out. And just between you and I and your millions of listeners, I will tell you that the White House today has been very quietly emailing articles to members of the press, pointing out the praise from Israel for the president's action over the weekend. So I think that's a pretty strong indication that they get that they have a little bit of a problem here.
Yeah, no kidding. And speaking of problems, I got to ask you about this, the Solyndra solar problem. What's happening there? I mean, because that was they really exploded today on the Hill.
Yeah, that's another that goes back to Stimulus One, as you will recall. Here's a solar energy company that, you know, has done good work in the past and put in bids for government loans. And the Bush administration had the loan in front of them and the loan pitch in front of them and was skeptical of it, not sure
yep.
whether or not a $500 million loan could be paid back. But as you know, the loan went through via Stimulus One that President Obama backed. And the Republicans now are trying to drive a wedge in that issue, you know, basically saying, see, here's the president lobbying for something that costs the American taxpayers, you know, potentially $500 million again. It's a big problem, potentially, for this White House.
Well, yeah, especially because how you set it up, what happened with the Bush administration and now, of course, what's going on with the Obama administration. Interesting times we live in, my friend.
Yeah, the you and I are never going to be short of things to talk about. I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing, but I sense that we will get back to the kind of conversations we were having during the debt debacle once this jobs bill starts to get voted on.
Yeah, I agree with you. Ken Bassinet, of course, Talk Radio News. Thanks, buddy. Now you got the Treasury Department. There was the obligatory shot of them with the boxes in their hands, the FBI taking out boxes after boxes after boxes. And the ultimate question is what Ken Bassinet said just there as we follow the money with this. Should you and I be paying for green technology? The White House on the defense trying to do whatever they can to stop the bleeding on the solar loans to a bankrupt firm. How do they feel about it on the Hill? You're going to hear about that a little bit later in this hour. Coming up next, though, you know, you had 8 Republicans on the stage in Tampa at that Tea Party-sponsored debate. But there are other people running for president from all parts of the country. We're going to introduce you to one coming up round the bend. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
The Baz last week, we were talking about the jobs plan, and let me tell you, there's another crinkle in the jobs plan, and that's going to be unleashed or unfurled or revealed in its entirety from the Rose Garden tomorrow, 10:30 sharp. That's right, the Prez is holding a press conference to talk about going after the millionaires. We're going to get to that during this show. By the way, I just flew in from LaGuardia, which is one of the three airports in New York City, and I was down at Ground Zero, and of course we'll post a bunch of pictures on the website the second we get a chance, but literally running from the airport, because naturally, in the great state of Texas, which is where our satellite facility is here in the Genesis Network, because, you know, everything, the mothership, etc., all the peeps, all my huge staff, etc., they're all in Minneapolis, but the satellite facility is in Texas. No rain, nothing, until I leave, go to New York, fly in, everything's smooth, supposed to be early on time, and then suddenly I look out the window of the plane, and I'm telling you, that's when you start saying prayers to every possible saint you ever learned when you were in Catholic school, and you just see thunderclouds everywhere, and you see lightning everywhere. And the pilot warns that it could get a little bumpy, but geez, don't worry, folks. And he wasn't kidding when he said bumpy. I mean, it was like Cape Fear bumpy. So picture the boat in Cape Fear that looked like it was going to capsize, only this is a plane that felt like it was going to just seriously drop out of the sky. But I give all the credit in the world to the pilot, because sure enough, we were supposed to be diverted and land at some other airport, and he took a shortcut, got us through. And then the problem is, I think all of you can relate to this with the whole travel thing, You land, you get on the ground, it's a miracle, we've survived, isn't this great? Then you taxi to the gate, and the airport's closed. So everybody's grounded, and you're stuck. So that's what happened. Stuck. But here we are, and of course, coming back from the East, talking to a lot of people about, again, the jobs philosophy with this administration, and what many people are buzzing about, it's the same thing over and over again. What happens in 2012? What happens? Are there going to be a lot of, first of all, Democrats, because there are some Democrats whose jobs are on the line, even with not just the president, but there are others also who find themselves in a position where they might have to be guarding their own gigs, and they are. So there's a tumultuous political horizon ahead of us, if you will, much like my plane ride as I got closer to the Lone Star State. And I can really feel it now, having traveled around in a few other spots. And the buzz is truly over. What is going to happen in 2012? Who are you voting for? And how are you feeling about all the nonsense that continues to come out of Washington? I mean, I feel like sometimes we're beating a dead horse, but this is a horse we all want to ride on. This is the horse we all want to ride on because we don't know the final chapter here, and it affects every single one of us. Every single one of us. And then last week, of course, coming out of last week, you had this Solyndra incident with the green job, the green company, in other words, getting serious money from a stimulus plan. And yet, this was a company that was producing solar panels. They were getting the snot kicked out of them by China and other companies overseas. So how do they even have a chance? How do they even have a chance to survive? Now, they have a gorgeous building, and they had 1,100 employees for a while, and then they had to let go of all those 1,100 employees. But, hey, the California company, they got $528 million in our money before they filed for bankruptcy this month and laid off all those people. So the tail end of the week was interesting heading into the weekend, where you had all these emails and documents that were released over the past week and a half or so that showed specifically that the loan was guaranteed, was approved in 2009 because there was pressure from the company itself and the White House. So do you think anything's going to happen here? You know, Congressman Paul Ryan, I was listening to him over the weekend, he thinks that the House needs to investigate the loan and the whole backstory. You know, how much pressure was, when we're talking about pressure, what are we talking about? He wants the whole thing looked into. And he says, you know what? Washington needs to let the private sector take on this kind of risk. And, you know, he's right. Because whenever you're talking about, especially in the green industry, and anybody out there who's ever tried to raise capital, and many of you guys have, even small amounts because you have companies, you know what that's like to have to try to go and chase the money. And what is the product that you're offering that you think is a runaway hit where you know you can get the investors to jump to the table and chip in that money that you need to get it going? So why were we paying for that in the first place? I think Ryan's right on. I don't think that there's certain businesses and there's certain things, especially when you pour through the documents and you look at what they're producing and then you analyze that against other things that are out there. Why didn't somebody vet that out much better? So Solyndra still continues to be the thorn in the president's side. And eventually this falls to the wayside. There's no doubt about it. Even though China was flooding the marketplace with cheap solar panels and the Europeans were buying the cheap solar panels and you had solar cell prices that fell through the floor and nobody seemed to realize that. You know, there's controversy in that, in somebody not analyzing it correctly. I mean, that's ridiculous. I think of, this is the other thing, in driving back to the satellite facility, right, there were some kind of bumpy roads I was on. And on Meet the Press, and I saw this today, Mitch McConnell, the Senate Republican leader, made a good point. He compared it to the money that could have been used in Kentucky to fix the roads and the bridges. And so, you know, now you're dipping into the pot again, because that's the jobs thing. The jobs plan is attached to a very huge piece of real estate, a huge monetary number. Over $400 billion we're talking about, right? $447 billion. You know, those numbers get a little bit fuzzy as you get closer to the agreement. Is the president really going to get that money? And I don't think so, based on what we're hearing. I'm thinking no. And the gridlock continues. The gridlock continues in Washington. Mm. Hey, coming up on the flip side, here in America Tonight, excuse me, we're going to talk about what happened over the weekend a little bit more. Some of the odds and ends. And sadly, something that happened out at an air show heading into the weekend in Nevada that made me think about all the times I went to go see the Blue Angels in Cape May, New Jersey, and how fascinating it was and how much we loved to go and watch the Blue Angels. But just what was going on with these planes, Blue Angels is a little bit different than some of these vintage World War II aircraft that are being flown, like in the Reno, Nevada show, you know, the way people hot dog it and rearrange, you know, cut off wings and make them smaller and do other things to make it more aerodynamic, which is exactly what happened. So I'm going to give you all the details on the tragedy there and ask a question, that should we outlaw this nonsense? I mean, listen, I like it. I like watching the planes. I like going to the air shows. In the past, I've gone to a lot of them. When I was a kid, I went to a ton of them. The Blue Angels was just one. So is it to the point, though, where the public isn't safe? So everybody gets excited. There's an air show. There's an air show. It seems like almost every week I see some sign or hear something about an air show. But for goodness sake, if it's completely unsafe to be there and to watch, I mean, do you really want to take that risk? Or should there be some tighter regulations? You think of these planes and what these planes have gone through. And that's what I'm going to give you some of the details on that coming up around the bend, and a few other odds and ends as well. Kate Delaney, happy to be at the helm, especially tonight here on America Tonight.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's one world, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I file from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Tell you about the bag screeners they revealed that were fired at the airport in Honolulu. Also, the latest, as I mentioned at the top, the president's plan for going after millionaires. And I talked about the air show heading into Odds and Ends. And I'll tell you what, I mentioned that I saw the Blue Angels a bunch when I was a kid. I've seen other air shows in several places, actually, that I've lived, Albuquerque, New Mexico, and Santa Barbara. You know, and I'm fascinated by flight anyway, and the ability to do some of the tricks and the speeds that these pilots get up to. But what happened at the air show in Reno, and the fact that you had all those people that were in those boxes that were also killed on the ground, you know that this is going to once again raise the red flags for, how dangerous is this? How radical are these pilots? And, of course, some of them are former astronauts. A lot of them are naturally hot-dogging it. And it's like a hot rod on the ground. Like, you have a hot rod, and you soup up your car, you know what you're doing, right? Well, with the planes that we're talking about, sometimes they're 60, 70 years old. Can you imagine all the landings and takeoffs that they've had? And there's nobody. Some of them have been in banana republics and been sold several times over. So who's working on the maintenance of these, you know, of these planes? And they talk about what happened in Nevada. And the pilot, supposedly, and this is just early on in the investigation, but it was a World War II plane, too, that went nose down like a missile, just slammed on the ground, sadly, for all those people that were killed and for the pilot himself. And apparently, to make it go faster, he cut like 12 feet. They cut like 12 feet off of the tail. So in the effort to, you know, increase the speed. And this is a 65-year-old plane. And so, once again, these were heavier planes. You think about the planes now and how lightweight they are. If you've ever been in any of the Piper aircraft or just any of the light aircraft, most aircraft is that way, right? But then it wasn't built that way. It wasn't built that way. So they rebuild the thing for speed, and sadly, that's what's leading to some of these accidents. And pilots don't think, I mean, they're not thinking that way. They're just thinking that they're trying to go as fast as they can. They're trying to do the tricks. They're trying to win. They're trying to wow the crowds, and they do some crazy things and make some crazy modifications to the planes. And apparently, that's what happened here. Unfortunately, and this was a very experienced pilot. He's 74 years old, and his name's Ray Sherwood. His name was Ray Sherwood, and he raced at Reno from the mid-80s to 2005. So, where I don't think his name was Sherwood. I think that was his buddy. The guy who actually flew the plane was, as I said, in his 70s, had a long history of flying, had a long history of competing at Reno, like a lot of the other pilots, as I said, who are pretty confident, who a lot of them are former astronauts and former pilots, commercial pilots and whatnot. So the guy who was actually flying the plane that crashed was Jimmy Leeward, his name was. And he made all kinds of changes to the plane that he was flying. Was the P-51 Mustang, right? He was trying to make it so they could maneuver better, faster, all that kind of stuff. And it was about the whole speed thing. So what he was this supposedly perfectionist kind of guy. And unfortunately, for the people in the VIP box seats, when he blasted the ground, you know, what happened was his plane took a weird pitch upward, right? And it just missed the grandstand, but then it twirled a couple of hundred feet off the ground, is how it was described. It nosedived into the box seats, blasting a 3-foot-deep, 8-foot-wide crater of metal, chairs, and body parts. I mean, terrible stuff. And then other people were 9 people in all were killed, right? And then other people were hurt as well. There were people that got burned. There were people that had shrapnel that hit them and cut them. And they said it looked like the description I read, I thought was the best one. You picture in your mind, you know, you're at this air show, you got your kids there, and all of a sudden you have these sharp Legos that are flying in every single direction. Now, they're in that investigation stage, like I said, but it looks like the modifications that he did was what killed him, that the modifications and those people, because he was doing it for speed, he was doing it to maneuver it, and the pilots were competing for about $1 million in prize money. And this guy was a thrill-seeker kind of guy, right? So my question is the same one that I asked. Do you think it's safe to continue to do those kind of things? And would you worry or would you think twice about going to an air show? You know, if you're in charge of the grandkids or the nieces and nephews or your own kids or whatever, would you kind of think a little bit before taking them to an air show when you keep hearing about these various shows where I know they're far apart sometimes, but whenever there's a disaster, it's disastrous. I mean, you know, you have people on the ground that are just heading for the hills that it's too late because you're a captive audience in a small area. And you can't push the people too far back because then they couldn't, frankly, they couldn't see what was happening with the planes. So I'm going to say, even though I'm a huge fan of flight, absolutely, and I love going to these air shows, they got to do something about it. It's too risky. And I wouldn't want to be the sponsor of an air show. I'd be a little bit concerned. I mean, think of the money that they're ponying up, that they're getting, the sponsorship money, all that stuff, to try to attract some of these hot doggy kind of flyers, because that's what they want to see. And think of what they're doing to their planes. I mean, even the guy Leeward, who I mentioned, as I said, he was a veteran. He flew at 120 events. He was a Hollywood stunt pilot. The latest movie I think he did was Amelia. And he was like an aggressive, passionate pilot who knew lots about the equipment, lots about what he was doing. But apparently, you know, it wasn't enough because the draw was there to take the extra risk. I'm going to give you the digits 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Let's talk about the president. Let's talk about the fact that tomorrow, it's not air shows and the kind of danger that you think about with air shows that's on his agenda. What's on his agenda is $3 trillion in debt cuts. And one of the proposals is to flat out go after millionaires. Really. And this is, I think, a direct, if you will, hat in hand, please, I'm trying to do whatever I can to appease the people maneuver, because Warren Buffett talks about it, and yes, we can talk about the difference between capital gains and individual taxes, but he's calling it a Buffett-like tax, kind of Buffett tax on millionaires, so saying a new tax rate for the wealthy, because this would be a way to raise some more money. And when we're trying to get $3 trillion in deficit savings over the next 10 years, what better way to do that? They should pay their fair share. So he's going to lay out his recommendations, like I said, early in the morning on Monday. And the push is going to be, let's raise revenue. Let's raise tax revenue as well as cuts in spending. You think Congress is going to pay attention to those suggestions? The Republicans in the House certainly won't. They're not going to agree to tax hikes. There's absolutely no way. And the super committee, I'm just going to call them super time wasters, because how they will ever come to terms or in any kind of an agreement to find $1.2 trillion in deficit savings before the end of the year, I think that automatic trigger is going to go down. Are you kidding me? Of course it is. And then on top of all of this mixed in was what was proposed last week, the $450 billion in tax increases, right? On top of all of it, you know, for this job bill that was also revealed. So if the tax right now, if most of the income for the wealthy is capital gains, that means dividends and all that stuff, carried interest earnings, all of that, is 15% compared to anywhere from 10 to 35% on just straight income. How much money do you think in the end this is going to raise? There's a few politicians who weren't happy with what the Prez had to say about the so-called Buffett tax. We're going to let you hear what a few of them had to say on the flip side. Stay with us.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the Greatest Depression is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American. So everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right. Every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best storable foods out there with eFoods Direct and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Stop feeling stressed, tired, and overwhelmed by everything happening in your life. You can reach optimum health and wellness today by listening to Healthy Alternatives on WebTalkRadio.net. Dr. Jerry Teplitz, a stress management pioneer, gives you tips and consults the experts about getting rid of stress, fatigue, even headaches and migraines. Go to WebTalkRadio.net and click on Healthy Alternatives. You'll be glad you did.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold, hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Camera on Sunday, Senator Lindsey Graham, Senator Dick Durbin, and of course, the House Budget Committee Chair, Paul Ryan, not shy about talking as though the millionaire's tax was simply ridiculous and out of this world and made no sense, because if you tax investment and job creation, you get less of it. Is Ryan and the rest of the Republicans and some of the others who think it's a good idea, like Durbin, are any of them right about this? Because remember, we keep saying millionaires and talk about million and talk about, oh, now the Buffett clause, because that makes it more palatable for people. But really, it's an end to families earning more than $250,000 a year. The Republicans are saying, forget it, we're not going to do it because this is going to kill investment. So here's Graham, Durbin, and Ryan, their thoughts on the millionaire's tax.
Well, I just think that's a political move by the president.
Certainly on those who are wealthy and comfortable and wouldn't even notice it, yes. I wonder if John Boehner knows what it sounds like when he continues to say the position of the Republican Party in America is that you can't impose one more penny in taxes on the wealthiest people. I wonder if he understands how that sounds in Ohio to working families who are struggling paycheck to paycheck. Warren Buffett has been honest, and other people I know who have been fortunate in life and wealthy have said, for goodness sakes, you can raise my taxes if that's going to help this economy move forward.
Class warfare, Chris, may make for really good politics, but it makes for rotten economics.
All right, class warfare, I agree with that, what Ryan's saying. I do think that. I think it's also an excuse not to have more job creation. Hey, really? We want to tax me more? Well, then we can't have any more jobs because we can't afford it. Because that's what the bottom line is. The bottom line is shareholders and making a profit and not being in the red. And that's not, they don't want to be in the red. They don't want to play in the space that the government continues to play in. Let's go to Ken in Connecticut. Hey, Ken.
I was just wondering why these guys, they don't want to arbitrate, try to get a somebody like an arbitrator in there between the Republicans and the Democrats. And
mediation, right? Let's get some paid mediators in there.
Like a mediator.
Yeah.
Number two, I think they should, I also think they should go with a Connie Mack plan. I don't know if you've heard about it. It's a baseline plan. It goes for like 6 or 7 years. It takes one federal dollar out of every 100. It would balance our budget. And why do they have to take the capital gains from the little guy trying to invest when he's using his mind and they're not using it for him?
See, I totally agree with you there, because capital gains, I'm glad you said that, will affect any of us at all who have a little bit of money in the stock market, for example, where you're not a high roller by any stretch of the imagination. You're just trying, because you're on your own, maybe a 401k rolled over, whatever it is, and you're right. Everybody else will get stung by that. It's not going to be the heavy hitters. They have the best accountants and attorneys and investment people around them. It's going to be the other people who are sitting there with their investment bankers daily, whatever it's called, or the financial pages or the Wall Street Journal, or watching CNBC and trying to figure it out and trying to pick things here and there. You're right. Absolutely. So I agree with you. I don't think that should happen, because it is class warfare, and unfortunately it's the little guy that's going to be thrown off the path. So I agree, Ken. Thanks. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hey, Ken. It's been a while, huh?
Yeah. How you doing?
Oh, we got my phone straightened out finally. So
good.
Just to say, I tried to switch to a company that's named after a bug. it didn't go too well. So.
See, you were trying to save some money, and look what happened.
Yep, you see. So, guess you pay for what you get. But,
that's,
you know,
right.
You're talking an interesting thing here, Kate. You were listening to those guys. Is it just amazing that the differences in types of government that these guys are talking about? I mean, this guy's sitting there saying, the one guy you had on there, like, the rich should be supporting the poor,
mm-hmm.
You know, the less fortunate, you know?
Right.
You know what
right.
That is? That's socialism, Kate. That's where the poor people say, hey, the rich have got to give us money because we made choices in our life that, you know, to where I, you know, maybe I started having kids too young. Maybe I didn't go to college. Maybe whatever reason. But you can't afford a millionaire's lifestyle or whatever. Or you weren't fortunate enough to be a millionaire or a billionaire. And so, oh, hey, I'm down and out, hard out, so the rich got to take care of me. You know, and of course, then, you know, pure communism is when and socialism, you use government to do that, steal from the rich. Communism, when you use force, it's just the poor take over the rich, kill them all. That's what happened in Cambodia, you know, when the Khmer Rouge went through. Anybody had an education, anybody had any money, they shot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so my point is, it's just, it's amazing that the socialism that comes out of these liberals' mouths And I don't think they know that that's what they are. You know, I'm sorry there's people that are, you know, it's a rough time right now in America, okay?
Yeah.
Right? We were booming too fast. I told you a couple times when Bush was in office that I thought that economy was going too fast.
Right.
You know, it was growing at 5-6%, and that's just too fast. And all of a sudden, it was like going up, coming down a big, huge roller coaster and then going off the edge.
Yeah.
You know, and unfortunately that, and this country's, we've got the best citizens in the world. We've got the best, hardest workers. You know, we're going to rebound. This is going to get straightened out, you know, but not if we constantly are sitting there shouting socialism. You know, pick yourself up. Like I was talking a couple weeks ago with you, you know, help your family members out. Help that family member of yours that maybe has bad credit. I'm not saying you got to fork out money to them, but give them some direction. Give them some hope. You know, let them know that, hey, you know what? You get your credit straightened out, you could buy a house right now within a year. Yeah, that's what we're doing to my sister. You know how much I hate my sister's guts, but, you know, we're sitting there, you know, and there's other people who've made comments, too, about it, you know. You know, Americans just need to buckle up and take care of themselves and listen to all these social liberal Democrats and leave the rich alone so they can continue to run businesses and invest in this company. And it is interesting, don't you think, when somebody like Buffett sits there and goes, oh, he can take more of my money. Well, hey, you know what? They don't have to take it, Warren, Oprah, you know, Oprah likes to give her money away.
And give it away, yeah.
Yeah, he just, you know, write a check out to the federal, you know, if you're worth $30 billion there, Buffett, go ahead and write a check out to the federal government for $30 billion.
There you go, and you could, and you know what, if enough of them wrote a check out like that and they really say they want to help, and seriously, if that's what you want to do, then guess what, we don't have that deficit, or we don't have as much of that deficit.
Yeah, you know, but... You know, it's just too much liberalism, too much socialism has been going on in this too long now, and people are being guaranteed, you know, retirements, et cetera. And, you know, Social Security was never set up as a retirement fund. It was set up as a fund for people that were disabled or widowed or et cetera. And you know, the idea, same with how many widows were left behind after World War II.
Yeah.
You know, and it was set up that way, and then all of a sudden it just became, oh, hey, that's... Because people weren't investing or trying to, you know, or playing and spending all their money right now instead of looking for their future.
Right.
You know, that's what, you know, next thing you know, that's all they have coming. And it's like, hey, I'm telling you right now, folks, nobody gets enough money to survive on Social Security.
Oh, absolutely. You're 100% right on the whole Social Security thing. Nobody can completely survive on that. Hands down. For sure, anybody that got any of those slips saying, oh, if you make this amount of money, here's what you can expect when you're 65, 67, 70. And many of you listening have struggled through that, too, as well. Thanks, Don. Here's the thing. We paid into Social Security. That's why I say, send us a check now. Let us do whatever we need to do to invest it for whatever it was that we invested in our lives into the program, you know. But for now, there were people that were promised that did pay in, and they... should get that money. It was Albert Einstein, believe it or not, who said, in the middle of every difficulty lies opportunity.
I'm stupid, you're smart,